Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I am doing okay. Last night was fairly uneventful. I watched another episode of Who Is America, which continues to be shocking, brilliant, and funny. I mention it. I just think you guys should watch it if you're into his humor. I know I've said this multiple times, but it continues to get kind of more shocking and more brave. I like the fact, too, that he's showing people of both kind of political views not necessarily falling for his bait or questioning his characters. I think it's good that he's showing that not everyone kind of falls for it, so it makes it even more crazy when people do fall for it and actually go ahead with what he's asking them to do. I think the It's a little slight spoiler ahead, but the most shocking thing was at the end of this latest episode. He's, I think it was some kind of gun official, right-winged person. He's teaching them how to get out of a beheading, and he says the way that you can, the way that you can get out of a beheading is if you basically use your mouth on the beheader's genitals to stop him from beheading you. And he demonstrates this with a prosthetic genitalia and teaches the man how to do this, which involves the man putting this plastic genitalia in his mouth and threatening the beheader to stop his actions, which it's wacky. It's so crazy. Go watch it. I guess another wacky news. The reality show that is the American White House continues. Omarosa, is that her name? She was kind of made famous on Trump's Apprentice show. I guess she was fired or let go, and now she's releasing a book, and there's a bunch of tapes that are coming out. Basically backing up some claims that she has written in this book. And I guess one of the things that came out this morning was that there's a tape of Trump using the N-word pretty freely on way back on The Apprentice. And it's funny how quickly Trump will throw someone under the bus that kind of stands. Like, you know, he hired Omarosa for the White House, and then, you know, 2 minutes later, he's saying, you know, it was a poor decision, and it's just, I want to say it's just funny, but it's not really funny. It's just kind of typical now that people that he held in high regard, as soon as they kind of turn their back on him, they are now, you know, the worst people on the earth. So I'm just waiting for, you know, all these lies to kind of come to a head. I think it's inevitable that something's gonna break the camel's back, so to speak, and something will end his presidency, because it needs to happen. Either that, or he's gonna have like a heart attack or something. I think it speaks to his character that he doesn't really seem too fazed by any of this. Whereas I think anyone in that situation would, the amount of stress would probably just kill them. I don't know. I've tried to remove myself a little bit from all the craziness, but, I check in once in a while to kind of see what's the latest, and, that's the latest in this reality show that we call life, or at least the White House life, or the American life. Beyond that, I just got the new version of Android on my Google Pixel 2. Seems very nerdy to talk about a phone operating system update, but the one thing that I like about owning a Google Pixel phone is that you seem to be kind of first in line for any updates and new features. And Android Pi or P is the latest Android operating system, and it's kind of nice to be first in line to get that. Visually, they've kind of tweaked some stuff. There's a few kind of new, like, gesture-based navigation things that's going to take a little bit to kind of get used to. But the one thing that I have noticed already is the improved battery performance. I installed it around lunchtime, and I think I got home with like 75% of my battery still left, which is insane. And I forgot to charge my phone overnight, and the battery barely dropped. Just being in standby, which is great. I'm all for any improvements in battery performance. I haven't really been disappointed prior to this update, so it's nice to see that they've optimized the phone even further with this latest update. So, yeah, I mean, visually, it's kind of a little tweak. They've kind of refined some of the UI stuff and some of the icons and stuff, but it seems a little snappier, and I haven't run into any problems thus far. I hope it didn't mess with this recording software that I'm using on my phone to record this podcast, but we'll see. Yeah, that kind of wraps up today's episode. I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.